أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما اللہ تعالیٰ
Allah says that the servants of Rahman are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when they address each other, they said, Salam. Among these servants of Rahman, God, the greatest Abdul Rahman, was the leader of all the Prophet, His Holiness Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he created other servants of Rahman God. He showed the paths of humility to those who were arrogant, and he remove the differentiation of the master and the servant and the slave and the master. And how did this great radical change come about, and how this great change within them took place? Was it only by conveying the message and teaching, giving them teaching? But with this, he set high standards in these fields, and by showing his humility, he demonstrated with his own deeds that what I am teaching you, I am also presenting the highest standard to you in that regard. These high standards and models of humility he demonstrated with his own action. He says, he said, I treat the ignorant and the weak people and those who are Bedouins and those who are scholarly, and I treat the same, those who are great and those who are at lower rung of life. And this is the treatment that you will see at each moment of my life. And by witnessing all this, Allah gave him this certificate that wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, that we declare on oath that you are established on the highest moral standard in your teaching and in your practice. But this testimony of God increased his humility. For example, there is a report which is from Hazrat Hussain bin Ali. That he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that do not present me higher than my station, because Allah has created me servant and man first and a messenger later. And this statement of Hazrat Hussain, may Allah be pleased with him, is on the stand of some companion who, because of his deep love with him, had used some unnecessary titles for him. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these were the words he spoke, and he says that do not present me higher than what my station is. So this is the highest example of humility which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam introduced with his children and of children's children and among his followers, that remember that I am a man like you. Then he said that it is a great favor of God that he sent his revelation to me and appointed me his messenger. This teaching of highest level and his reply increases his station further, and he was a servant of Allah in the perfect state. And he put emphasis that always remember me and consider me a man of God and a servant of God. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not praise me too much, as the Christians do of the son of Mary. I am Allah's servant. So you should call me a servant of God and his messenger. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am a humble servant of God, a man like you. However, because being the messenger of God, by following the commandments of God, you have to follow in my footsteps, because Allah has revealed his final Sharia law to me, and this perfect and complete teaching has also made it clear that do not mix up the station of man with God, and do not be like the Christians who held a humble servant of God who was a prophet of God only for a particular people, and they held him as the son of God, despite the fact that Allah had declared that the Holy Prophet, submission to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is equal to the submission to God. Despite that, he admonished his followers that By this, do not think that my station has been raised from that of man. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard, Kul innama ana basharum mislukum. Which more perfect man or any other perfect man has presented model other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor it can be till the end of days. And there was always his submission and being a servant of God, and he continuously repeated, Innama ana basharum mislukum, that I am a man like you, that even in the kalima he made part and parcel the statement that he is a servant of God, beside which a Muslim cannot become a Muslim. You should ponder and reflect that the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is teaching us that by reaching the highest station, one did not leave the thought of being man from him. How can anyone else consider himself other than that? Then there are his daily dealings, and in them he did not let any opportunity miss by which he could establish and demonstrate that he is a man and a servant of God. For example, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud reports, may Allah be pleased with him, that on one occasion the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the prayer and there was some mistake in it. And when he did salam, they said, is there a new commandment about the salat? And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what? And the companion said that you have said this much prayer. And he immediately turned towards Qibla and did two sajda, and then he did salam, and he turned to us, he says, if there was a new command about salat, I would definitely have told you, but I am man like you, and I can forget like you forget. Therefore, if I forget, you must remind me. And if you have a doubt about the salat, that how many units of rakah you have said, you should say, do two sajda at the end. And then you should always do sajda sahav, that is the prostrations for mistake. Then Hazrat Umm Salma reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you come with your quarrels to me, and I am also a man like you, and it is possible that someone may be more powerful to present his case, and I may give the decision in his favors. But if it is a wrong decision, that the man must not take that share, because in that case it will be a piece of fire. And therefore, despite the fact that the Holy Allah gives a testimony that he was a perfect man, but his wisdom was also of the highest possible. And he could assess and make a distinction between falsehood and truth with that wisdom. But he had so much realization of being a man that he said that if you will make me to give a wrong decision, then you will be devouring fire of hell. You can see even these days that if you give a a power of decision to someone, he says that I have now found what is true and what is false with your statements. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand was always most careful. We also notice that dealing with the people, he always demonstrated his humility and modesty. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that no one had a higher moral stand than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it never so happened that either the companion or his member of his household called him and he will immediately answer back that I am here. And that is why it says in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that Allah says that you have been established on the highest moral stand. So he was the sovereign of the two worlds, the most beloved messenger of God, was the most humble, that he is replying to everyone, labbaik, that I am present, but he shows humility more than the common man. Then Hazrat Abu Umama reports that once we saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is coming to us with a stick in his hand, his staff in his hand, and we stood up and he said, no, keep sitting, and you should not stand in respect like other people do. And then he said, I am only a man, a servant of God, and I am like other men, eat and drink and sleep and sit. Then Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, reports, or Ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with both, reports that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to someone, he will turn fully, but he used to lower his glance. It looked as if he saw the earth more than the people, and he would follow behind his companions and take care of them, especially when he was on journeys. And he was first to say salam when anyone met him. And this mixing with his companions without any distinction was sometimes made it difficult for the visitor to know who was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam among them. For example, there is a report that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to Medina after migration, it was afternoon and it was very hot. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting under the shade of a tree, and people were coming in large numbers to visit him. Hazrat Abu Bakr was sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was of the same age. And the people of Medina says that most of us had not seen the Holy Prophet before. When people came to see him, they, because of the stature of Hazrat Abu Bakr, it was difficult for them to recognize whether it was Abu Bakr, or who was Abu Bakr and who was the Holy Prophet. And he was sitting with such in a such simple manner and humility that everyone thought it was Abu Bakr who is the messenger. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr noticed this mistake on the part of people, he could quickly stood up and shaded with his sheet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by this people knew who was the messenger of God. Then his deep humility is also mentioned in another report. Hazrat Anas reports that a man visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ and addressed him and said, O Muhammad ﷺ, O the best among us, O the best among the children among us, and O the children of the greatest leaders. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, tell the what you want to say, and do not follow Satan. I am Allah and Messenger of Allah, and I don't want you to make me my station higher than what Allah has declared. So the person who has made these statements were true. There wasn't a single one wrong. But the humility of the Holy Prophet ﷺ did not tolerate that someone should address him with those titles, and immediately stopped him. If you go to a worldly sovereign, or even if you visit a common rich man, as long as you do not praise him, he does not listen to you, and they are false praises. But here the true facts are being stated about him, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ stops them and said, do not address me in that manner. Then, despite the fact that he knew exactly what was his high station, but his demonstration of humility was much higher than that. Hazrat Abu Sa'id reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the leader of mankind, but there is no point of pride. My grave will be open before anyone else, but I have no pride in it, and I will be the first one who will stand a surety for others, but there is no pride, and on the day of judgment the standard of peace will be in my hand, but I have no pride in it. Then when he was going on a journey, and if there were fewer mounts, he would walk. And there is a report that on the day, on the Battle of Badr, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ went for battle, there were only 70 mounts. And all companions could not ride them. Sometimes there were three or four companions by turn rode each mount. And there was not a separate camel for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and he was sharing with Ali, Hazrat Ali, and Mas'ud by turn. And despite insistence, he would not accept that. He said, we will sit by turns. There is another report. Abdullah bin Zubair reports that once the Holy Prophet ﷺ was accompanying his companions, and a shade was made for him by a sheet. And when he saw this, he stood up and saw that people are shading him with a sheet. He stopped them, and he took the sheet away, and he said, I am also a man like you. There is another report that once the Holy Prophet ﷺ was going a journey, and the time came to prepare food, and everyone took some task for him, and someone said, I will slaughter the goat, and someone said, I will skin it, and someone said, I will make fire. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ, I will bring firewood. And the companion said, why do you take on this trouble? We will do it. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, I know that, but Allah does not like the person who wants to sit among his, live among his companions in a distinctive way. then despite the fact that there were some people appointed for various work, but when he had time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to carry out some tasks. When Abdullah bin Talha reports that I visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has had a tool to mark the camels, and he was carrying out that task to mark the put a mark on the camels. He was not waiting that other people are responsible for this work, they will carry it out. But when he knew there was time, and like a common worker, he was also carrying out this responsibility. Then there are other work at home, and he used to carry out homely tasks, which we had mentioned previously, and he always said that I am also a man like you, and I eat and drink and sit and sleep like a common man, therefore I carry out my jobs myself. And there is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to help the members of his household for work, and he used to wash his own clothes and clean the floor in the house. And he used to feed the cattle himself, and used to milk the goat, and used to work and also help his servants to carry out some of the task, and sometimes would knead the flour and bring his shopping home. But when he is bringing his shopping home from bazaar, he never disliked it, that whether he should carry these himself, what people will think of about me. In that society where they used to show their great position to do these tasks was totally strange. But he never did not feel any concern about what people thought about him. There is also a report, a man visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when the Holy Prophet addressed him, he started trembling. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, control yourself, I am not a king. I am a son of a lady who used to eat dried up meat. He could not bear that anyone should consider him more than a common man. It is only worldly people's sign that they consider themselves higher than the ordinary men. And this feeling is because of that arrogance which is in the mind of a worldly man. But he who was established on the highest morality of humility, he did not like that someone should fear him like people fear arrogant sovereigns. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has narrated this incident. He says that our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's success and victories were so great that you do not find a parallel among the past prophet. But the higher the victories he was given, the more humble he became. Once it's reported that once a man was a prisoner was brought to him, and he was shaking and most fearful. But when he came near him, he asked him in very gentle words, why do you fear? I am also a man like you and a son of an old lady. Then those section of society who are despite the poor people, or those who are mentally not that intelligent, but he used to respect them and was humble to them. Hazrat Anas reports that once the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his companions and a lady of Medina who was a bit dim and came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and said, I have some business with you, but I don't want to talk to you, I would like to talk to you privately. The Holy Prophet ﷺ heard her and says that, I will accompany you and listen to you wherever you want. And as long as I have not fulfilled your need, I will not move away. Hazrat Anas says that he took her separately on a separate path, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ sat and listened to her need and then fulfilled it. And he continued to be there until he had satisfied what her needs were. And he did not ignore her, but he treated her in most humble way. The Hazrat Promised Messiah says that one should avoid boasts and arrogance and should be humble and modest in one's dealing. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was in fact the greatest man and the greatest holy man, but the Holy Quran has mentioned one incident of his humility, that there was a blind man who used to recite the Holy Quran. Once people who were leaders among Mecca were sitting with him, and because he was talking to these people, the blind man left. This was an ordinary matter, but Allah has revealed a chapter about it, that this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, visited him at home and spread his covering sheet and asked him to sit on it. Those who have majesty of God in their heart, they will have certainly to become the most humble, because they are always fearful in presence of the majesty of God. There is another high example of this humility. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, whatever word he uttered, Allah accepted it. He even had to say a prayer that, "Oh Allah, sometimes in a joke I may utter some words. Do not punish someone as a result of that, but protect them from anything that I happen to say against them." So a person who has this much certitude that Allah listened to all his prayers, that even the words spoken in jest may not be a cause of someone's punishment. Despite that, if he asks other to say for prayers, this is the ultimate humility. There is a report that Hazrat Umar was going for Umrah and sought permission from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And when he permitted him, he said, "Oh my brother, you should not forget us in your prayer." Hazrat Umar said that, "I was so pleased with it that I would not have been pleased with all the treasures of the world." He was pleased that after saying this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have been certain that my other prayers will also be accepted, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have also prayed for acceptance of all prayers of Hazrat Umar. May Allah be pleased with him. And this is the ultimate humility, that Allah had given him excellence over all the prophets and has called him Khatamun Nabiyyin. And has given the success of all the nations by being gathered on his hand. But when a Muslim fights a Jew, he scolds the Muslim who was in error, which is, there is a report from Hazrat Abu Huraira that a Jew and a Muslim quarreled, and the Muslim said, by that existence who has given the Holy Prophet excellence over all the worlds. At this, the Jew said, by that God who has given Hazrat Moses excellence over everyone, and the Muslim smacked him. The Jew complained this to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and narrated the whole incident to him. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Muslim about this, and he was angry with him and displeased with him, and then he says that, do not give me excellence over Hazrat Moses. There is another example of his fear of God and his humility, and Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will find salvation without his good deeds. And then the companion said, what about you, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, yes, I will not be delivered from my good deeds, but Allah will take me in the shelter of his mercy, and that is how I will find salvation. So you should remain on the right path and do worship and be moderate, then you will find your aim. So you can see a prophet about whom Allah had declared that by taking pledge with the Holy Prophet is equal to taking pledge of Allah. And he is not declaring, the Prophet is not declaring that I cannot do things which are against the pleasure of Allah, but keeping his human failings in view, he says that I will not find deliverance because of my effort, but it will be all because of sheer grace of Allah. On another occasion, he said to his daughter Fatima and other house members of household that your relationship with me, or your love to me, or my love to you will create means of your forgiveness. But he said that you should try to attain Allah's grace. You must never think that Allah will overlook your faults, because you are the daughter of the messenger. He said that to Hazrat Fatima. Despite the fact that he had the right of intercession, and he was given the right of intercession by God, he did not say, oh, my beloved daughter Fatima, even if your deeds are not enough, I will intercede on your behalf and you will be forgiven. He said, I have no relevance. You should try to seek Allah's grace and his mercy, and I will be wrapped only in the protection of his mercy. So you can see this demonstration of humility, and if there was anyone else, he would have shown great pride. And after gaining a victory, the worthy man would have trampled upon people, their enemies. But with the great magnificence and the power with which he had conquered Mecca, he demonstrated his feeling automatically from his his acts at that point. And this is how they paint the picture, that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ entered Mecca with 10,000 his companions and soldiers, And that was the time to show one's greatness. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was submitting to God. The more Allah took him to heights, he showed more humility. When he entered Mecca, his head was bowing so low that it was touching the back of the camel. And he was engaged in praises and gratitude to God. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the height which spiritual height which is given to the special servants of God, that is through humility, and Satan's height is in arrogance. So you can see our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when conquered Mecca, he prostrated in the same way as he prostrated when he was suffering, when he was opposed in the same Mecca from all directions and was troubled. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so reflected in what condition he left Mecca and in what condition he had entered, his heart was filled with the gratitude of God and he prostrated before him. So this is the example of the highest humility which after attaining victory and power he demonstrated. Then how Allah blessed his humility and showered his blessing on him. There is a report that Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the angel Israfil addressed the Holy Prophet and said that as a result of this humility which you followed for God, he has given you this reward, that on the day of judgment you will be the leader of all mankind. You will be raised to life before anyone else. At the time of Hijjatul Wida, the farewell pilgrimage, his words of his prayer were, O Allah, who hears my words and sees my situation, you know my hidden matters and my obvious matters, nothing is hidden from you. I am a beggar in your court and seek your help. And I fear you and I admit my sins and have come to you. I beg you like a poor beggar, that I weep in your court. Like a blind man, I am fearful of you and supplicate to you. My head is bowed before you and my tears flow before you and I am in prostration. O Allah, please would not let me be unfortunate in prayer and do not mistreat me, O the one who accept the prayers and bestowed the highest. I supplicate to you. So despite having so much promises from God and so many rewards, the Holy Quran mentions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always kept in view that I am only a servant of God. I am only a man like others. Therefore, right up to his last breath, he continued to beg Allah's mercy and grace from him. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, those who are engrossed in Allah's majesty, that they do not want that they are given higher stations, they like to get help from God, but gradually Allah bring them out for the betterment of mankind and appoints them. what the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to stay in the cave and did not want anyone should know them, then it was God who dragged them out and gave them the burden of reforming the world. Many poets came to him and they would like to give praise to him, but the cursed is the man who thinks that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was pleased with their praises. He used to consider everything like dead. The true praise is what is by God. Those who are engrossed and absorbed in remembrance of Allah, they are praised by God from heaven. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم